Hello, fellow Earthlings. It's me, Bailey. Welcome to my podcast, The Conscious Buzz, where we chat about all things conscious living, holistic self-care, and the ways in which you can step into your highest evolvement in order to show up fully for yourself, other beings, and the Earth. Our planet is in an all-hands-on-deck kind of situation right now, and the world needs each and every one of us to own our truth, step into our power, and take action on behalf of our and the planet's highest good. I am here to remind you that collective healing happens on an individual level. Without further ado, let's dive in. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Conscious Buzz podcast. It's me, Bailey, your host. And today's episode is all about how to start a health journey and stay committed to a health journey. We are cutting through all the crap, cutting through all the noise about what you thought you knew, what you think is the right thing to do, what you've been told is the way to go about things, and how to tap into what you know and make healthy a lifestyle instead of something that you feel like you have to do, to make it something that's enjoyable, sustainable, and fun, and no longer a chore. And talking with me today, I have my lovely friend, JC. She's a health coach out in Denver, Colorado. She's super, super awesome, and she provides so much wisdom, knowledge, value, and enthusiasm for you guys today. I'm really, really excited for y'all to hear everything that she has to say. She knows her shit, and she loves it. Above all else, that's really what I just admire so much about her. You can feel how much she genuinely loves and cares about what she does. So before diving in, today's sponsor is me. I'm currently in the process of creating my signature 90-day program called the Blissful Body Blueprint, which essentially is a methodical, structured, individualized condensation of everything I know and do to live my healthiest, fullest, most aligned, and beautiful life. It's essentially the ultimate holistic health transformation program. I'm pouring my heart and soul into it because I want to give you everything you need to feed your body, know your body, and love your body on every single level. Life is so short, and I want nothing more than for you to feel fulfilled and excited to be alive. This program is 90 days of detailed curriculum dripped out in weekly modules, one-on-one support with yours truly, every week to hold you accountable and keep you on track. And most importantly, you will receive my unconditional love and support. My waitlist is officially open. So if you want to get in on this goodness, head to baileybenton.com/waitlist and I will see you on the flip side. All right, let's dive in.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey girl, what's up?
How are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
I'm good. Just got off the phone with a client, so I'm like ready to roll.
Jazzed up.
Yeah.
Love that. Thank you so much for being on the podcast today.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited to do this. I have been waiting all week to chat with you.
Oh, so exciting. So everybody, this is JC. She is the health coach for busy working mamas, and she lives out in Colorado, which is my dream location, and I'm really hoping I'll be out there with her one day. So yeah, if you just want to introduce yourself, tell the people, you know, what's up, and share a little bit of your journey.
Yeah, what's up, guys? So my name's JC, and I am a health coach for busy working moms. So I help moms really achieve that ultimate balance between work and motherhood and health and everything in between, because they have crazy lives. And I was actually a previous school teacher, so I have a lot of success and knowledge, I guess, working with alongside moms and kids in general. So I've always been into health and wellness. I wanted to kind of find a little bit more purpose in my life. So I decided to go back to school and become a health coach. And boom, here I am. I'm living out in Colorado. I live in Denver. It's amazing. And yeah, I hope you can come join me soon too.
Yeah, God, I freaking love it. I haven't been, but I already know that I love it.
Yeah, you will.
So before we dive in, I want to ask you what your favorite thing about being a human is.
My favorite thing, I think, definitely has to be my ability to kind of serve others. I just find so much joy and pleasure in really helping people change their lives for the better and really helping people see life through a different lens than they do right now. I think there is nothing more rewarding to me than helping someone get from point A to point B and doing all that nitty-gritty work in between. I think it's for sure my favorite part ever is just being able to serve other humans, mm-hmm. help other people reach their life goals and their true life potential. So if I had to sum it up, I mean, there's so many things, but I mean, that's definitely the main one.
Yeah, way to take the cake. Like, what a beautiful answer. I love that.
Yes, it's so true.
And it's what you do as a health coach, so...
So yeah, beautiful. I get to do it every day. I'm living in my dream. So
I love this. So yeah, I'm really excited to have JC on the podcast today. And both of us thought that a really great thing to talk about would be, you know, just something very simple, something as simple as just eating healthily and making healthy living your lifestyle. And both of us, you know, have been on this path for a while. So getting on a routine with the way that we eat and what we eat and how we eat and just the routine of our lifestyle is, it feels very easy and it feels very second nature to us at this point. But I can remember when I was kind of beginning this whole thing, I felt so overwhelmed by what foods to eat, how to create a good meal, like how to plan my food and how to prep my food and how to be prepared and set myself up for success, how to start a routine, how to maintain a routine, how to make this a lifestyle, how to get over the overwhelm. Like, it can feel incredibly overwhelming when you kind of first begin this journey of just living a little bit healthier. So today we're hopefully going to clear some of the muddy waters and give you some really tangible, useful advice on how to see this as a process that's fun and exciting and not as something that's really daunting and overwhelming, because it really does not have to be scary. It doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be inconvenient. It gets to be easy and it gets to be really fun. So I hope that we're able to show that to you guys today. So with that being said, what would you say is like the first piece of advice that you would give to someone who is just starting out on a journey of health and wellness and like really wanting to get into eating healthily and maintaining healthy eating routines, I guess?
Oh, I think first and foremost, the biggest thing is throw everything you've learned about diets, about what articles you've read, about what your friends are doing, throw it all out the window. And really focus in on yourself. So it can get really demotivating when you're trying to search on the internet and you have all of these questions, but you read one article that says one thing, and then 10 minutes later, you read another article that totally smashes what the first article was saying. So it can be very overwhelming and it can be disheartening. So I think the first place you need to start is getting rid of all of that background noise that you think is true about living a healthy life and really get down to the basics. What I always preach to my clients, what I have them do is you need to find what foods give you energy. And if you're looking at it from that perspective, it's a lot less daunting than looking at it as, oh my gosh, I need to lose 30 pounds. So I need to eat salads every single day. That's not where we want to go. The biggest thing is just eat a meal, journal it, write down what you ate. And then 15 minutes later, how did it make you feel? Did it make you have energy? Did it make you want to go on a walk? Or did you feel sluggish and tired and like you could crawl up on the bed and take a nap? Like, pay attention to what your body is telling you, because there is no authority greater than yourself. Mm. Not even a doctor, not some textbook that you're reading, not Susie down the street who lost 10 pounds doing whatever. I mean, you just really pay attention to how food makes you feel, because one huge thing that we can debunk here right now is that there is no bad food. It's just, it's not in existence, because Bailey, you might thrive off of eating broccoli, but I personally hate broccoli. I get bloated, I get gassy, I don't feel very good, but broccoli is seemed to be this really great food. And it is for some people, right? But we can say the same about other types of food. So I think it's really important to just get down to how is food making you feel and throwing all that other stuff out the window. It's a very simple way to start tuning into your own intuition and paying attention to really how your body feels, because your body is telling you every single thing that you need to know. There is no magic number of calories to eat. There is no magic number of carbs to eat, of protein to eat. No one can give you the information like your body can. So I think the very best place for you to start, where it's not scary and not overwhelming, is just pay attention to yourself and how you're feeling.
Yes, I couldn't agree more. It's all about focusing on the feeling rather than focusing on the aesthetic, right? Because if we approach food as a vehicle to change our bodies to make us look a certain way, that does not always lead to, actually, it almost never leads to our healthiest life. But if we approach food as a tool, as a form of nourishment to feed and nourish and love and tend to and care for our bodies, then our best health and our best weight, our personal best weight, because it's different for everybody, is going to come as a byproduct, as a result of that.
Yes, that's just a bonus. Like
Yeah,
a
it really
bonus
is.
is looking good, but you have to feel good to really look good. Because if you're not feeling good on the inside and you're eating food just because you think it's what you have to eat, then that gives you a really distorted relationship with food and your body. And that's what we're trying to get away from.
And it just makes me so sad too, because life, like one of my favorite things about being a human is eating food and enjoying my food. And I hate to eat a meal that's not absolutely delicious. Like, deliciousness is my number one priority every single time that I eat, and pretty much every single meal that I make is freaking amazing, like so enjoyable, because life is short and I want to get as much pleasure and enjoyment out of this experience that I can. And if food is a way to do that, why would I, take that away from myself?
Yes, like we are not talking about eating tree bark or bland, boring like cardboard. There are a million ways to make food yummy and nutritious, and you can just hop over to the supermarket and grab anything that you want. And how lucky are we that we are able to do that? A lot of times we are so focused on food is the enemy, I'm scared to eat food. But food is one of life's greatest gifts to us. What is the purpose of eating food? The purpose of eating food is to live a long, abundant life. That's really, if we can stop looking at it as, oh, I'm eating this bland, boring salad because the salad's going to make me lose 10 pounds and this is the only reason that I'm eating it. Of course, you're going to hate it. You're going to start to despise everything about healthy food. But instead, if you approach it with a curiosity almost, without judging yourself, just being curious, like, huh, I'm going to eat this meal today and I'm going to see how it makes me feel. And if it gives me energy, then that's great. I'm going to eat more stuff like that.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and just paying attention. It comes down to paying attention. And also, we talked a little bit about this a couple weeks ago. Like, I think a huge problem with food, with the way that we approach food, but also, we do this in every area of our life. We focus so heavily on what we can't have and what we're not eating and what we're not getting, that we completely disregard all that we can have and all that we can experience and all that we can do. So we're living life through this lens of scarcity, lack, and restriction, when we have this incredible opportunity on the flip side to live life through abundance and expansion and gratitude, and to focus on all of this incredible food and these incredible opportunities and experiences that exist in our lives. And it's just a matter of flipping that switch and making that little mindset change, so that every time you sit down for a meal, you're focused on the abundance that is before you versus the lack or the non-existence of what's not in front of you. Does that make sense?
You nailed it. I don't think I could have said it any better. It's, commonly I commonly get the question, oh, well, if I can't eat this and I can't eat that, then what am I supposed to eat? And it's like, okay, well, here's a food list of probably 300 items that you could pick from to eat. So all it is it's really just, like you said, it's flipping that switch, flipping that mindset, going from we're not focused anymore on what you don't get to eat. You need to focus on what you do get to eat. You get to eat high energy, high vibe foods that make you feel good. And how awesome is that, that you get to do that? And when you're able to really make that switch, that's a game changer. That's a life changer. That's a write or downer for all you people listening. Write it down. You're not focused on what you don't get to eat. You're focused on what you do get to eat.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And another thing too, like what JC was saying at the beginning of this podcast about throwing everything out the window that you thought you knew about healthy habits and eating healthily, just because some people don't thrive on gluten or some people don't thrive on dairy does not mean that it doesn't work for your body. Like you could be totally fine eating those things and they could be really beneficial to your health. So there are no, like what you're saying, there are no inherently bad foods to avoid. I really hate this labeling of like good and bad foods because it attaches morality, right? And then you start to bring in like the guilt and the shame that comes from eating these things. And it's so sad to me because food is like a pleasure point and we strip ourselves of pleasure in so many areas of our lives. And it's because we have this idea that we have to earn pleasure, enjoyment, and we have to earn what feels good, and we have to work hard for happiness and blah blah blah, all of these lies that we've bought into, but none of it is true. Like you get to be happy now, you get to enjoy your life now, and you get to experience pleasure right freaking now. You just have to allow yourself to. You just have to get out of your own way.
You literally, you are the only thing stopping you. And I want to touch on what you said about gluten and dairy too. So just a really quick example for me, I am gluten intolerant. I am dairy intolerant. So in a little example that I can give you is 4 years ago or more, when I was really focusing in on wanting to change my body, my sole purpose for going to the gym, for eating the food that I was eating was only to change my body, like we talked about earlier. And so I was just on Instagram. I was looking at all these girls. Okay, these fitness trainers, what are they eating? What are they doing? Well, they drank protein shakes. They made protein oatmeal. They had all of these products that they were eating was like gluten-based and dairy-based. And at that time, I had no clue that I was dairy intolerant or gluten intolerant. I was just trying to change my body so much and looking at what an ideal body was and okay, what is she doing to have that body? I'm going to do that because that's the body that I want. Come to find out, I have a dairy and gluten intolerance. So everything she was eating was detrimental to me. I was bloated. I couldn't go to the bathroom for over 4 days. My acne was out of control. I was holding on to all of this body weight, like water weight in my arms and in my legs. And I thought I was doing everything right because she has this body and this is what she's eating. Why isn't this working for me? And that just goes to show that just because Susie down the street lost 10 pounds doing, I don't know, keto or whatever thing she's doing does not mean you're going to lose 10 pounds from doing that. And it's really being able to hold those boundaries at high standard for yourself and just knowing that we got to stop this comparing game because what works for me might not work for you. And it's okay because her body was thriving off of dairy and gluten and mine just wasn't. So it's a really good example of seeing where that situation pops up a lot. I'm sure some of you listening probably have a certain person that you're thinking of on Instagram who you follow, and she has this ideal image, this body that you want. So you're trying to just copy things that she does. What workouts does she do? What does she eat? What does she la-di-da-di-da? And that creates this imbalance of knowing who you are versus what everyone else is doing.
Plus it takes away the celebration of your own unique composition, and like our bodies are not supposed to look the same, and like a healthy, there is no defined aesthetic for a healthy body, right? Like
No.
every body, literally every body, I think I posted a tweet about this, like reposted a tweet on my Instagram, like every body can be a fit body and can be a healthy body. So this idea that fitness equals health is just wrong. Like just because someone has abs and is really cut and has a really low body fat percentage has like does not mean that they are a healthy person. Like when I was at my aesthetically, when I was at my fittest, quote unquote, like I'm doing raptor claws right now because like healthiest is just was a stretch. I was at my unhealthiest mentality and my emotional health was off. My spiritual health was off. Everything was off. But from the outside looking in, I looked like I was a healthy person. I looked like I had my shit together. But when we focus in only on how people look and attach these societal standards, these societal norm or ideas for what a fit person and what a healthy person looks like, we discount all the other aspects that make us a human. Yeah. And all of the other things that come into play when we're speaking about health, because it's not about making our bodies the same. It's about connecting to our own body, identifying our own needs, satisfying our needs to the best of our ability. And then our physical health will just come as a byproduct.
Yeah. It's just a byproduct. It's just a bonus of all of the other work you're doing.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. But we get it backwards and we chase the aesthetic, or we think that, you know, confidence can only happen after you look a certain way, or happiness can only happen after you look a certain way. But it's just a lie. It's all a lie.
It's all a lie. And I have one quote that I love, and I've shared this on my page many times, but you cannot hate yourself into something you love.
Oh my God, that is beautiful. Wow.
Like you cannot despise yourself so much that you want to change everything about yourself, because no matter what, nothing's going to be good enough. So if you're seeing yourself through eyes that you do not like, you're seeing your body in shapes that you do not like, and you despise yourself and hate yourself so much, then even if you lose 20 pounds, even if you lose 30 pounds, those feelings are still going to be there. And that's why you see a lot of times people can lose 30 pounds, but still see themselves with fat eyes because they haven't done the work of connecting with themselves. It's all for the aesthetic.
Mm. Yeah, 100%. And I just, it's very sad. It's very sad. And it takes away the celebration of our uniqueness. And I just love it. You know, there's nobody has the same body. Like my naked body is never going to look like somebody else's naked body. And like no one's naked body is ever going to look exactly like mine. And like, we hate on that. And we make it a problem. And we say, oh, I wish I looked like that. Or I wish I had her body, or I wish I had his body. And it's like, what makes you magic, what makes you so beautiful is the fact that you don't.
Yes. You are the only you that will ever be, and you hold this personal power that nobody has. Nobody has the way that your lips move when you smile. Nobody has the way your eyes crinkle when you laugh. Like no one may, you know, nobody has the powers that you hold. Nobody. Mm-hmm. Like how empowering is that?
Yeah, no, it's so freaking amazing. I tell people all the time, like, because I personally believe in reincarnation, but I tell people, I'm like, this is the only lifetime you will ever have as JC. Like, you're never going to be JC again. And I'm never going to be Bailey Benson again. And I don't know what your belief system is, but like, I believe like my soul will be back, but this vessel, this body, this container will never be again. Like, this is my one chance as Bailey Benson. And like, when you really realize that, you don't want to spend your one shot at this incredibly beautiful human experience fighting against the container that allows you to have it.
Yes. Yes. And something I always say too is you have to go to bed with yourself every night. Why would you hate yourself? Like, why would you hate on someone that you get to be with forever? No matter what pops up in your life, you always have yourself, which is kind of like, it's kind of trippy to think about. Like, people can come and go constantly, But what remains the same is you and who you are. Like, who is JC? Because that is what's gonna really help carry you forward in this life. And it really makes you untouchable.
Yes, I completely agree.
Like, no one
And
can touch you, no one can stop you, no one can deteriorate how you feel about yourself because you genuinely know who you are, what you stand for, and nobody can break or shake that of you. And that's
unfuckable with.
powerful.
Yeah, that
Unfuckable.
is so unfuckable with. Like, it's so freaking powerful, and it's so true. I thought about that too, how yeah, like we are the only person that we're stuck with for the rest of our lives. But also, on the flip side of that, we are the only person that we get to consciously change and alter and transform. Like, we can't change other people. People have to change themselves. Like, it's an internal journey, but we get to change ourselves. So if you don't like something about the way that you're existing and the way that you're showing up in the world, you get to change it. Like, you get that choice.
Yeah, if you're willing to step out of that comfort zone and take a look at yourself. And that's another thing that's hard for people. Like, take a look at yourself and being able to do that and then constructively, get yourself back on the track that you want to be. And yeah, we're able to morph into all of these things. Whatever we want to be, we can be.
Yeah, oh, it's so true. We're literally like little shapeshifters, you guys. Y'all don't realize your power, but you're like, we're all aliens.
So I
That's so
guess,
much power.
like in short, it very much comes with mindset. I've had so many clients or, just people even kind of popping into my DM saying, how do I change this to make it a lifestyle? Like, I don't want to have to think about food all day. I don't want to have to think about exercising all day, every day. It consumes my life. How do I stop making it consume me? And I think one of the biggest things is how you're looking at it, your mindset towards it. Because, like we said in the beginning, if your only purpose doing it is to just lose weight, then you probably need to reevaluate and dig a little bit deeper as to why you want to do this. And I love, on a side note, specifically talking with moms about this, because it's very clear that before they had kids, they were so weight loss driven. And now that they've had kids, they're still weight loss driven, but they're also like, I want to live a healthy, happy, abundant life to be around forever, to watch my kids grow. And when you start looking at it like that, it's a no-brainer. That's why that's their purpose. Their purpose in life is to take care of themselves so that they can have the energy and have that abundant health to carry on with their kids, to keep up with their kids, to carry on with them, to live life into old age and be able to be around for their kids and instill some of that into their children as well. So that they don't have a distorted vision on what food is. I mean, the cycle really breaks when those kids are little, right? Like, you gotta watch what you say around them, pay attention to the language that you're using around food. And I think that's where a lot of switches flip right there, too, is when you have kids, you start kind of looking at it a little differently, too. Like, yeah, I actually just want to be healthy because I want to live a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that once you really get entrenched in that new way of thinking, then the healthy eating and the exercising and whatnot just kind of falls into place naturally, because you are moving from a place of self-love and you want to feel good. You want to feel your body thriving. You want to nourish it with the foods that it needs and give it the movement that it deserves and celebrate your ability to move. Because, for a little while I was thinking about how when I was in did have a more broken relationship with food and exercise, and how I'm living my life now. From the outside looking in, it looks very similar. I'm still eating very healthy foods. I'm still exercising consistently, but the way that I'm approaching these two things could not be more different, because before I was eating healthy and exercising because I hated my body and I wanted to change it.
And now I'm eating healthy and I'm exercising because I love my body and I want to celebrate it and I want to take care of it to the best of my abilities.
Yes. When you're able to make that distinction, that is when the change happens. When you give back to your body, I promise you, put this in writing, it will give back to you.
Yes.
And yeah, it will be effortless. It'll be effortless. Effortless. Mm-hmm. I mean, it'll be so natural because that's what your body wants too. Your body doesn't want to be treated like crap with, you know, foods that don't make you feel good. So then all of these other issues start popping up because of that, because your body's not necessarily happy.
Yeah, exactly. I tell people, well, actually, you know, exactly. Like if you're eating foods and you have this very like stressed out relationship with the food, the stress that is culminating in your body because of how you're eating, because of how you feel about how you're eating is so bad for your health. So it's not even about, that's what I'm saying. It's not about health anymore if you're driven by the wrong things, because you're stressed out, your emotional health is off, your mental health is off. And it doesn't matter how much kale you eat. If you hate your life, your kale is not going to do anything for you.
Right. Oh my gosh. Yes. If you're so stressed out about going to a friend's birthday party and you're feeling so much stress about eating cake, I promise you the stress is worse for your body than that piece of cake. That stress is doing way more damage to you than that piece of cake ever would. Like, for sure.
No, it's so true. It's so, so, so true. God, yeah.
So it's crazy. I hope that helps kind of debunk things a little bit and show just a little bit more clarity, because I don't know about you, Bailey, but I get a ton of questions on, are carbs good for you, or are they not good for you? Are fats good for you? Are they not? How much protein should I eat? Should I pay attention to this? Should I drink a protein shake? Should I do this? Should I do that? And again, it goes back to, there is no magic answer here.
Mm-hmm.
The magic is within your body. Test it out. My body thrives off of carbs. I could not go throughout a day without eating carbs. I just cannot do it. And side note, I don't want to do it. I love carbs. Who doesn't?
Yeah.
But that's the issue, is that people want like a magic number or a magic, yes, eat this, no, don't eat that. And it's just not as simple as that. Think of when you go to the doctor's office and something's wrong and they can't figure out what it is. Well, why is that? Because no matter what their textbook says, your body could be so different that even their textbook isn't giving them an answer. And it's the same thing with health. There's no textbook or doctor or health coach that's going to be able to tell you, eat this, this, and that, and that's going to work for you.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't be done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that I 100% agree. That's what frustrates me about like meal planning and stuff like that and a diet plan. I'm like, okay, cool, but that's not sustainable. Like, you can't have someone tell you what to eat at every single meal for the rest of your life, because what happens when that person's not there anymore or whatever, you stop working with them and you're like, well, shit, what do I do?
What?
And you're like out of touch with your body. It's like, yeah, the beginning stages of eating intuitively and connecting with your body's needs it's a hit or miss sometimes. It's a trial and error.
It is.
Foods that are going to give you wonky digestion, but that's okay. You take note, you learn, you get feedback, and you move on. And by the end of this stage, you're going to have such a solid grasp on what your body needs and how best to feed it versus depending on an external source to tell you what you need. You know what you need. You just have to uncover, you have to sit still and get those answers and listen to your body, because it is constantly, constantly communicating with you. You just have to listen.
You just have to stop and listen. Exactly. And that's the thing, is it's, you know, looking back at in the beginning, it's so overwhelming with all of the information. And now if you can just sit and pay attention to yourself and realize that you're looking at it kind of like a science experiment, like, I'm curious, how does my body respond to this and that and this and that? And it's not going to happen overnight. I don't think it's happened for either you and I overnight. I mean, we're talking time here, people. Like, give your body some time and give your thought process some time around it. Don't be so hard on yourself.
Yeah, I always say curiosity over criticism. Just get curious. and make it fun. Like life, again, you know, how can you do this with more ease? How can you have more fun consistently or constantly? Ask yourself those questions, because life get in certain ways with stuff like this. When it comes to relating to your body, it gets to be easy and it gets to be fun and it gets to be an adventure and an experience. You just have to allow it to be those things.
Yes. And I always, one frustration that I get, touching on a point that you mentioned with like meal plans and people giving out meal plans and telling people what to eat, there's that comes with a lot of frustration from me. And I mean, I'm very empathetic towards it because there's always positive intentions. People are not out there doing this to, you know, hurt your health in any way. They're trying to help, but there's an issue with giving someone a little container and saying, okay, you can have two of these containers full of carbs for today, and that's all you get.
Mm-hmm.
Who in the hell are you to tell me that I only get two containers of carbs, because I need more than that? And my body is telling me that I need more of that. So that's where some of the frustration comes in. And I know a lot of people do buy into stuff like that because we're searching for this magic answer. And this seems to be it, right? Oh, this person, she knows what she's talking about because she has all of these things prepped out for me. I'm getting all these containers so that it's easy for me. But you find after a couple months, you tend to like chuck those containers in the drawer and you probably don't even use them anymore because you kind of set yourself up for failure. And that's what a lot of those programs do, is it's setting you up for failure. It's not you that's failing. It's the plan that you're trying to do that's failing you.
Yeah. Yes. You are being failed.
You are being failed.
Yeah. 100%. And like, I remember when I was tracking my macros, there were some nights where I would go to bed freaking hungry, mm-hmm. which is like the worst. But then there were other nights where I would be like stuffing my face to get my macros in when I wasn't even hungry. And I was like, well, I need to eat this like huge ass bowl of whatever, because I still haven't hit my macros for the day. But like my body was like, dude, I'm not hungry. Leave me alone.
Yes. So same experience for me. There were times where I was like forcing myself to take one more bite of oatmeal, and I'm like, I will pop.
And it breaks down that intuitive communication, because like I said, you know, our bodies, they were communicating to us in those moments, but our minds were like, no, we know better. Our body knows. Like our body's always going to tell the truth, but our mind picks up on distortions and creates stories that are not real, but our body does not do that.
Yes, your body always has a positive intention for you. So when I was bloated, when I was constipated, when my acne was bulging out of my face, like crazy little pimples everywhere, it wasn't because my body hated me. At the time, I was like, why can't I have a clear face? Why can't I do this and do that? But the problem was me. My body was just trying to communicate with me and tell me, okay, JC, I don't like what you're doing to me. I don't like the food that I'm eating. It doesn't feel good. So I'm going to give you some acne so that you can see what the hell you're doing to me. So, and if you look at your body in that way too, it's like, a pimple popped up. What are you trying to tell me?
Yeah, exactly. No, seriously though. And it makes you so much less stressed out when I used to get, this is before the eczema thing, but when I just used to get, you know, random pimples, I'd get so frustrated and I'd be so annoyed. I'd be so like disheartened by the existence of this mountain on my face. But now if a pimple pops up, I'm like, oh, interesting. Am I stressed out? Like, do I need to check my stress levels? Like, have I eaten something a little weird, or have I not been spending enough time outside, blah, blah, blah. And you just get curious and you start to audit what's happening in your life to meet these symptoms that pop up on your body, because they're just indicators. They're little messengers. Like you said, your body's just like, hey dude, like help, please.
Like, please switch something up here. It ain't working for me. Yeah. It's not happening.
Yeah. And I think that just kind of the reminder that your body wants to be well, your body wants to heal, it wants to feel good, and you are inherently whole. right? And healing is just the journey back to wholeness. It's the journey back to our natural state. And I think a lot of people have this narrative that runs in their head that their body's broken or their body's off or their body hates them or their body's just always going to feel uncomfortable and that's just the way that they're going to have to be for this lifetime. But no, I'm telling you, like, you just have to give your body the optimal environment that it specifically needs and it will bring itself back into balance because that is what it wants to be. It's homeostasis. Like, you just have to give your body the environment and it will return to your ideal homeostasis on every level.
And this is how incredible the human body is. So let's appreciate it. Let's show our gratitude towards it. Let's treat it the way it deserves to be treated because it does all of this for us on the daily.
Yes. Yeah. Allow yourself to be captivated by yourself because you're incredible. The human body is unbelievable. We have all of these fancy computers and these fancy pieces of technology, but nothing comes close to the flawless functioning and capabilities that we hold within our physical body, our brain, and our emotion, like everything. You know, you can't capture that, you can't fabricate that. And I think that's something to be honored, acknowledged, and celebrated because it's incredible.
Totally. Yeah. So, you know, going back to those little mindset shifts, that's going to be the make or break. And it's not even just the mindset, but it's like truly believing it too.
Yes. Yeah. 100%.
Being able to look at your body for really what it is and come at it with a place from a place of love instead of hate.
Two, those are lenses that which we see the world through it. And it's going to affect the way that we relate to our body.
Yeah.
And yeah, you know, what you said about beliefs, like step one to anything is just like believing in your ability to do it, believing in your body's ability to do it. Because we think that we want something, but then we have this belief that negates that. And that belief is going to win. The belief is going to come out on top. Because, so even if you think you want something, if you have a belief system that opposes it, you got to get your beliefs and your conscious desires into congruency or you're not going to see the desired results or achieve the desired results.
Yes. And even going back to some like calorie macro counting, I know a lot of women who do this and they are so hyper-focused on it that they don't even want to think about deleting that app off of their phone. It's like detrimental to them because they genuinely don't believe that their body is going to be able to function without typing in their numbers every single day. But ultimately, no matter what, and no matter who I've talked to, this is not working. It's not working for them. They're either, like we've said, too hyper-focused on not eating enough. They're too focused on eating too much. They're too focused on plugging everything in, but they still don't have energy. They still feel like crap. Their weight fluctuates. They can't lose weight. So that's not working, right? Mm-hmm. So let's do something that does work and trust in your ability and your body's ability to do it. Because why are you trusting some little tracker on your phone when that has no clue on how your body is feeling?
Mm-hmm.
You're just typing numbers in, magic little numbers.
Right. You're not a computer.
No.
Yeah. It's not that easy. Like we can't use formulas to figure something out that's not formulaic in the first place, you know?
Yes. Yes.
It's so much, and it feels better, right? Like relating to your body and your food and everything and removing this fear of food and really establishing a deep trust and love for the body is such, it's like the highlight of being alive, you know?
It is.
And I want everyone to experience this. I want everyone to know that you don't have to be battling with and like working against your body, right? Like you get to work with your body. You get to be best friends with your body. You get to be the ultimate steward and the ultimate lover and the ultimate inhabitor of your body at all times.
Yeah. And that's that's why you and I do what we do, right? Like, we're here to help spread that around so that people can really start embodying that for themselves, because we've said it so many times. We've used the word sad so many times on this podcast because that's what it is. It's sad that this is the way that we treat ourselves. So that's, you know, big reasons as to why you and I have found callings to this and have decided to make it our life's mission to help women, men, anyone who's struggling with this, focus in and find themselves. And it's a gift that we get to give that gift to everyone.
Yes, it is. It's a gift that we got to give.
Yeah.
And that in both terms of the word, I guess.
Oh. Yes. Yes.
A gift that we get to give.
Yeah.
Well, I think that this is a beautiful place to end it. Do you have any final little tidbits that you want to tell the people?
I don't. I think, you know, just in short, real quick recap is just focus on what foods give you energy and what foods don't, and go from there, because you're going to feel it. I promise, if you're paying attention, your body is going to feel it. You're going to feel sluggish, tired, feel like crap, or you're going to be energized and happy and abundant. And then you're going to start to want to move towards foods that make you feel that way. So throw everything out the window that you think you know about food, about diets, about what Susie down the street told you that you need to be doing. Throw it out the window and start focusing on you. And you can literally do that today. Like, eat your supper, figure out what you feel like, and go from there. Start small and recognize yourself for those small little teeny tiny things, because small hinges swing big doors. So many people just want the end result. But what about all those tiny little things that you did on a daily basis that ultimately led you to get to that result? Focus on those things. Focus on what you're doing daily and giving yourself gratitude and appreciation towards that, because it's going to make you want to continue to do it.
Yes. What a beautiful way to end. And if people want to follow you and keep up with you, where can they find you?
Yes, I'm on Instagram at JC Coaches. And from there, I have a link, and that can take you to my Facebook group, my Instagram page. It gives you kind of an outline on what work I really do. So if you want to check that out, that's in my Instagram bio.
Awesome. Thank you so much, JC. You're the best. I'm so happy to have you on here. And I just have a feeling that this is not our first or not our last podcast together. So I'm sure that we'll all be hearing from JC very, very soon.
I can't wait. I had so much fun. Thank you so much for letting me come on and do this with you. I had a blast.
Yay. I love it. All right. I will talk to you soon, girl.
Okay. Have a good night. We'll talk soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Alrighty, that concludes today's episode. If you are still listening, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate you and your cute ass ears. As usual, if you love today's episode, please do not hesitate to screenshot and share it on your Instagram story and tag both me and JC. We would love to connect with you, say hey, say thank you for listening, get to know you a little bit better, and yeah, really just see who's listening, who's enjoying it, and whatnot. So I hope that you loved this episode as much as we loved recording it. And like I said, I'm sure that we will be seeing JC back on the podcast soon, because she's so wonderful, such a bright light. And I really, really, really appreciated her coming and being on this podcast. So thank you again, JC. Thank you everyone for listening. And I hope you all have a beautiful, beautiful day. Bye, y'all.